fantastic, and it is growing year on year. And it's down again to a lot of intervention locally by volunteers to try and make the area an accommodating place for cruise ship vessels to come into. Obviously, we have the pier here, which is a fantastic facility that can take them right in, and they can walk off the ship and onto land rather than having to take tenders in, which is of a huge benefit to the Northwest. But yeah, I mean, 13,000 is actually, it's up on nearly 14,000 passengers. And then on top of that, there are the crew who would stay around the area. And there's 6,500 of a crew in that on top of that as well. So it's a lot of people over the 5 months, and it's very, very welcome. They'll go to Glencolumbkill, Kilcara, Carrick. They'll go to Donegal Town. They'll go to Lissadale. They'll go to the Bleak to see the china, the pottery. There's loads of places that go down to Leo's Tavern. All of that where Aine is, Daniel O'Donnell's country. They'll do the whole tour of the area.
And just to put it into perspective, some of these cruise ships that will be landing in Killybegs in the summer, there'll be over 1,500 people on them. There'll be more people on these ships than actually live in Killybegs itself.
That's correct, yeah, that's correct. The Queen Victoria is coming in on the 20th of May. And she has 1,988 passengers and 981 crew. And then the Oriana is coming in the 17th of July, again 1,800 passengers and 760 crew. And Queen Elizabeth is coming in on the Friday the 20th of July, and she has 2,048 passengers and 996 crew. So, yeah, I mean, it's literally mass to the population here. And the other thing what it does is, it brings people into town to see the cruise ships also. I mean, they're quite a spectacular sight to see and a very welcome sight for everyone to see.